anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorice is your guide. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorice. Anything and everything with Dorice is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Dorice podcast, and I am your host, Dorice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you are having a blessed day. This episode is brought to you by McNeese Construction. There is no job too big or too small. Just give them a call. If you would like to support us, you can do so at www.paypal.me/YappyStudio. And finally, Yappy Studio has opened a store for you to purchase some really cool items for you, your family, and even your pets. Check it out at www.7.surf. That's S-E, the number 7, E-N, dot surf. Now, let's get on with the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I hope you're feeling blessed today. Today, I am going to explain how you can create your own anesthetic right from nature. I'm always praising how God created everything in nature for us, not just for beauty, but for nourishment and healing. Here's an amazing recipe for a natural anesthetic. But first, let's see why it works. The main ingredient is cattails. Cattails have many healing properties, such as an astringent, antiseptic, pain-relieving, and a coagulant, which slows down the blood flow. Essentially, cattail gel works in two ways. First, the excretions from the leaf base clean the wound. Secondly, it addresses the pain, providing immediate relief. The area between the young leaves near the root ball produces a jelly that doesn't need any preparation at all to be useful. You can also make your own ointment in a jar to keep on hand to treat pain or bleeding caused by wounds in the great outdoors. Analgesic preparations such as cattail numbing gel are a great addition to your herbal medicine cabinet. Scraped off gel is decocted into a small pot and extracted by boiling it and then simmering. Then a pulpy mass is squeezed to harvest all the gel and then boiled again with a bit more water. Cattails literally consume pollutants as part of their toxin filtering function. So be careful when you forage them. Make sure that when you're foraging, you find them in a clear quality water. Insects are another good indicator. Since new shoots excrete gel closest to the root bulb in the water, it's best to cut as close to the waterline as possible. Ants, in particular, are drawn to the gel and eat it. The presence of ants on a new shoot certainly indicates the mother lode. Just like in gardening, shake off the produce to get rid of the bugs. Isn't it just amazing how God created cattails to filter water and at the same time has medicinal properties to heal us? Best of all, it's easy to use God's beautiful nature with not a lot of preparation. And here's the recipe on how you can do that. The supplies you'll need will be a large bowl of cattail shoots, 1 tablespoon of sesame oil, 1/4 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of aloe vera gel, and it's even better if you created your own. A putty knife or spatula, a small pot, a sieve or cheesecloth, and a sterilized jar. Now here's what you do. Right there on the spot, you take a serrated putty knife to a recently cut shoot oozing gel from the base. And like green onions, the potency is located at the base, so trim off any extraneous parts before making the ointment. Clean and cut the stem base, then open the shoot up by splitting it with a knife. The best leaves resemble celery in the sense that they have a crosshatch pattern all along them. Leaves with a styrofoam-like texture contain the most jelly. Make sure you scrape off as much gel as you can. Place as many gel-producing parts as you can in a small pot. The attached fibers are okay since they can be boiled down further. Once you've procured as much gel as possible, add about a quarter cup of water and a tablespoon of sesame oil. Sesame oil contains antibacterial properties, which naturally preserves the anesthetic. Boil the mixture for 5 minutes and then simmer for 25 more minutes. Squeeze everything over a sieve, collecting the good stuff from the underside. If you have cheesecloth, it is very useful in this application. Return the squeezed pulp and repeat the process to obtain as much matter as possible. Add a little more water if necessary. Next, strain the remaining matter into your desired vessel. Now you should have a numbing cattail ointment that works wonderfully. I also added a tablespoon of aloe vera gel from my own plant, but that step, it's optional. But let me tell you, it's the best. Now to store it, it's recommended that you store it in a refrigerator or freezer for up to 6 months. You may also can the product if you wish, which will definitely extend its shelf life. Now how would you use it? You should use a cotton swab when applying the gel to clean skin. Open containers can easily hold bacteria from dirty fingers. Now, the person that sent me this recipe said that she previously saw a YouTube video where the gel was used to fight a toothache by putting it in the mouth. A numbing sensation similar to lidocaine took effect immediately when she applied it to a wound on her forehead that was in a lot of pain. Since she's made that ointment, she's used it more frequently than Neosporin. She uses it to heal her scars and has applied it to a few blisters from a burn as well. The antiseptic properties combined with the numbing and healing properties are truly amazing. So I really hope that this works for you and you don't have to go to the pharmacy as often. Thank you for listening and God bless. Don't forget, you can read all the information discussed in our podcast by going to www.yappystudio.blogspot.com. Be sure to check out our show notes below, where you can donate to support us, shop at our store, check out our references, and see what else we offer. Thank you for listening, and God bless.